The World at One. This is Sean Lay with 45 minutes of news and comment. One calls himself an erratic Marxist. The other is a proud Thatcherite. Both have been their respective country's finance minister. Both have clashed with the European Union. More recently, they bonded over Greek debt. For the first time, Yanis Varoufakis and Lord Lamont have agreed to be interviewed about their unexpected friendship, unexpected even by the men themselves. After all, when Norman Lamont was a minister, Yanis Varoufakis was living in Britain and appalled by the policies Mrs. Thatcher's government was pursuing.
Well, when anyone who lived through the 1980s in the United Kingdom could not fail to become aware of the imposing figure of Norman Lamont in the Treasury, in the cabinet, in the public debates.
You would not have been an ideological soulmate?
Not in the slightest. The Thatcher administration was quite detestable to me at the time, and I don't think I missed any opportunity to join any demonstration that was available, whether this was the miners' strike or the Wapping dispute or the steel workers. I was there.
Can I just explain how Yanis and I first met? Because I think it's essential to understanding why we get on. Yanis and I were participating in a debate in Melbourne, in Australia, about the euro, and we were on opposite sides of the debate. But as the debate went on, we realized that fundamentally we both agreed and that there wasn't really very much difference between us in our views. And that was really how the friendship developed. Hadn't anything to do with the fact that Yanis also took me out and gave me a very nice dinner that night. But, I enjoyed Yanis's company and thought he was very stimulating. And he knew a lot about English politics as well. And there was I stuck alone in Melbourne, and we spent a lot of time talking about what had happened in the past.
When did you learn that he'd become or was about to become a member of the Greek government?
I received an email out of the blue from Yanis saying, sorry, I haven't been in touch for a little while. You'll probably be as surprised as I am to know that if opinion polls are right, I shall most improbably become a member of parliament for Athens tomorrow. And even more alarmingly, I'm told I might be appointed the finance minister. Whatever then?
Were you looking for advice, Yanis?
Ever since we met in Melbourne, Norman and I have been exchanging views, and in the months preceding the election, the general election in January, last January, there were several emails in which I did seek advice, indeed. I have to say that despite the great political differences that divide us, we're united as one on a very important issue, and that is that monetary policy is central in the running of a successful social economy, and any attempt to depoliticize it, which is what the European Union has been doing for several years now, ends up in poor monetary policy, failure at the economic level, and very authoritarian politics in the end. And I think that Norman and I are united in this view.
I mean, I always felt with the arguments that Yanis was having with his colleagues in the European Union that he and they were talking completely at cross purposes. Yanis, as I felt it, and I've said this to Yanis, was saying these rules don't make any sense and these rules ought to be modified or changed. And they were not listening. They were just saying, these are the rules. You've got to accept them. And that's why I never for a minute accepted the portrayal of Yanis that I've seen in the newspapers in this country as well, portraying him as rude, aggressive. Yanis, too, in my experience, is always scrupulously polite, although sometimes that can have a devastating effect. I was very struck when he had a conversation or a press conference with Mr. Schäuble, the German finance minister, and Mr. Schäuble said, well, we've agreed to disagree. And Yanis said, well, with respect, we haven't even agreed to disagree.
I mean, I suppose people might wonder, Mr. Varoufakis, if you can get on with a British conservative like Norman Lamont, why you can't get on with a German one like Wolfgang Schäuble?
Well, let me let you into a secret. I did get on with him. Behind closed doors, I got on quite well with him. Indeed, we had some very good conversations, which I shall always cherish. There is no problem at the level of the personal in Europe. There is a problem at the level of the political and of the institutional. Indeed, we have created monetary institutions, the Eurogroup and so on, which are democracy-free zones, they're argument-free zones, they're places where rules are ritualistically confirmed. No discussion is ever allowed, any serious discussion, on whether those rules are fit to the purpose of enhancing shared prosperity. We've created a monetary system which needs politicians that will save it during moments of crisis, and at the same time ensures that this caliber of politician is driven out of politics.
I wondered whether there'd been any advice that Norman Lamont had offered you when you were finance minister, and whether you took any of it or not.
Yes, there was
advice.
I am going to be very careful, Norman. It was certainly not the advice that
some of the people who gave him advice, they're threatening to extradite them.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that Norman Lamont, against the expectations of many in Brussels and Frankfurt and Athens, never advised me that I should take seriously the prospect of Grexit, of exiting the Eurozone. He understood perfectly well the huge cost involved in that. And if anything, he was trying to elicit a greater degree of reluctance on my part in any such thoughts. I didn't have any such thoughts.
Now, Yanis, you're getting me into trouble in my own country.
It might be observed, of course, since your departure, Yanis, that the deals seem to be made a bit more quickly.
Well, you know what? I could have come up with a deal in 24 hours if I was prepared to sign on the dotted line of a failed program that put Greece through the ringer of a debt deflationary spiral for 5 years.
Well, one of the things that impressed me about Yanis when he came to London on his first visit, the famous occasion when he wouldn't wear a tie and I couldn't get him inside the Reform Club, what impressed me was then he said to people and to journalists that he was giving interviews to, the one thing we don't want is a loan. We don't want loans. We've had loans that we should never have had. And this is right. And where I don't think the present deal with Greece will necessarily work is that what is required is a write-off. You may again find that strange that I should say money lent should be written off. But it's spilt milk. It will never be repaid. And Yanis has been right in just being realistic.
What then is your realistic assessment of this latest bailout we're told has been reached this week, Mr. Varoufakis?
You don't have to ask me. Ask Dr. Schäuble, the finance minister of Germany. Ask the staff at the International Monetary Fund. Ask anyone who knows anything about the financial situation of Greece, and they will tell you that this deal is not going to work. So we have an astonishing situation where the finance minister of Germany goes to the Bundestag, to the federal parliament, and effectively confesses that this is the deal is not going to work. The Greek finance minister, my very good friend Euclid Tsakalotos, who has inherited the mantle from me, says more or less the same thing. The International Monetary Fund is throwing its collective arms up in the air, despairing at a program which is simply founded on unsustainable debt. And yet, this is a program that everybody is working towards implementing. This just goes to show the kind of inanity that has taken over in Europe and passes as conventional wisdom.
Do you think your sort of friendship can work in other contexts? I mean, for example, we've obviously got in Britain the referendum coming up, Lord Lamont, sometime over the next couple of years. Do you think this kind of sort of left-right friendship can work in political terms in some campaigns?
Yes, I do. I mean, I imagine that Yanis probably would be of the opinion that Britain ought to stay in the European Union. And I'm not saying that I will be arguing the opposite. I'm going to wait and see what the results of the Prime Minister's renegotiation are. But I can imagine that lots of things that Yanis might say would actually be music to the ears of those wanting to get out.
I have an open mind on this. I'm not sure what I would vote if I were a British citizen at the moment. So I'm open to be persuaded one way or the other. What I do know, however, is that Britain is going to have to face up to the fact that the Eurozone's response to its never-ending crisis is going to change the European Union in profound ways. And it is very important for the British political parties, government, voters, to try to second-guess what the European Union is going to become in 2, 3, 4, 5 years' time in response to this attempt to create a more disciplinarian political Europe at the heart of the Eurozone, the common currency. I don't have a crystallized view on this, but it would be fun to try to work out such a view together with friends like Norman.
You're going to have to invite him over for the debate, Norman Lamont.
Well, I think the No campaign, I'm not saying I'll be part of it, very careful to make that point clear, but I think the No campaign will be on the telephone immediately after this broadcast.